The largest city in western Massachusetts is moving closer to accepting applications from people who want to open recreational marijuana stores. The Springfield City Council is proposing to set aside 40% of the available marijuana store permits for economic empowerment applicants and city residents in an effort to give priority status to people who were disproportionately harmed when marijuana was criminalized. After a series of meetings, the Council's Committee on Marijuana Regulations Monday night finalized recommendations for a step-by-step application process for marijuana businesses looking to open in Springfield. City Council President Justin Hurst said he'll forward the recommendations to the mayor's office.
They're coming from the community. They're also coming from counselors who are huge advocates for the community. And so we haven't just created them in isolation. And so our hope is that the administration will take heed.
Last year, the City Council approved a marijuana zoning ordinance that capped the total number of retail stores at 15. The committee recommended reserving 3 retail permits for city residents and 3 for economic empowerment applicants.
Well, we just think it's important. I mean, those individuals who fit under the economic empowerment definition are those who have been disproportionately impacted by marijuana when it was illegal. In addition, the state definition stipulates that you hire from these disproportionately impacted areas. In addition, they talk about ownership. And so there's a number of criteria that essentially seek to make whole those particular communities that were ravaged when marijuana was illegal.
With a handful of marijuana stores now open and doing brisk business in Hampshire and Berkshire counties, and with more on the way across the state, Mayor Dominic Sarno said he is anxious to open up Springfield to legal marijuana.
I wish I could have this done yesterday, and I'm very anxious with my internal team. They get the procedures, the rules and regulations out ASAP.
Springfield is expected to be a major market for cannabis sales since the suburban towns have all imposed moratoriums on marijuana businesses. Sarno said he plans a thorough vetting process for any would-be marijuana retailers.
But there's going to be guidelines that need and have to be followed, which would, again, get who has the wherewithal, who are the proper contenders to do this, and who are the pretenders that do not have the wherewithal to do this.
John Hanmer of Debilitating Medical Conditions Treatment Center said his company has laid the groundwork for 2 recreational marijuana stores in Springfield and is eager for the city to invite applications.
You know, without generating revenue, it puts pressure on us as a company to try to stay afloat while Springfield tries to figure out what's going on. I think that's what I get worried about.
One goal of legalizing marijuana in Massachusetts is to drive away the black market. Last weekend, Springfield police said they halted what was described as a marijuana vendor party, attended by about 150 people and 30 to 40 sellers. It was taking place in the same building as the Mardi Gras strip club, prompting Sarno to demand hearings on the club's liquor and entertainment licenses.
God forbid if something happened there. You know what happens at times when you have that type of quantity of marijuana, any type of drugs. Something very negative could have happened there. This was an illegal operation.
Police seized 200 pounds of marijuana and arrested 2 people for drug distribution. Police said the 2 people charged were not licensed to sell marijuana by the state's Cannabis Control Commission. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.